Test 68, Section 3, Question 2. This one is the most supported, and it says that we get forest fragmentation occurs when development severs a continuous area of forest, breaking it into small patches. So forest fragmentation is what it sounds like. Some animals, such as white-footed mice, thrive in conditions of forest fragmentation, reaching their highest population densities in small forest patches. So white-footed mice do really well when you have fragmented forests. These mice are the main carrier of bacteria that cause Lyme disease, a debilitating illness that's transmitted from white-footed mice to humans by deer ticks. So basically, white-footed mice are carriers for some nasty stuff. So basically what we get is forest fragmentation could be a bad thing. So what's supported by that? A, white-footed mice are very rarely found in unfragmented forests. We don't know that they're rarely found in them. We just know that they reach their highest population densities in small patches. Population density for most species of small animals increases. We don't know most small animals. We just know some animals, such as white-footed mice. We don't know that it's small animals generally. Forest fragmentation reduces the number and variety of animal species that an area can support. We don't have evidence that it reduces the number and variety. Then efforts to stop fragmentation of forest can have a beneficial effect on human health. It's decent. We do have some evidence because that would say that we are going to have less of the Lyme disease carrying bacteria that the white-footed mice have. And then E, deer ticks reach their highest population densities in small forest patches. We don't know that about deer ticks. We just know that white-footed mice thrive and they carry the bacteria. So therefore, answer choice D is our best response.